世界でも。Okay. Everybody here? Almost. Okay, but Derek, I mentioned in the past that I don't like it if the video is off because I'm just looking at names. And I'd rather talk to people. Okay, you guys are, everybody's uptown or some guys are. Some guys are home. Anybody home? Just show the hands. Okay. So we saw last week, like us, how to learn the Tanakhama and the Mishnah. And what's the relationship between the Tanakhama on the one end and Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva on the other? So, Shitas Rashi and the Rashbam, Rashi here and the Rashbam and Lamed Vavim at base, is that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva are coming to the Mefarash the Tanakhama. So when the Tanakhama said that by a Steyabal, by a Soda that's any Eisa Peyus Todir, that means 3 years, that's not 36 months, it's less than 36 months. And what's less than 36 months? Says Rabbi Shmuel, Yud Ches Chodesh, says Rabbi Kiva, Yud Dalet Chodesh. And since Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva are going with the Shita of Halchi Yilshu, that fundamentally you need Gimel Achilles. So maybe that's the Shita of the Tanakam and the Mishnah as well, that you need, like Halchi Yilshu, that you need Gimel Achilles, and that's from that, from Shura Amud. And the Gemara on Kof Chesim and Beis says Ul Rabbanim Mai that according to Rabbanim is a different marker for Gimel for Chesis Gimel Shonim because Tashmin Mizdarim Mizdarimish Bistar like Rav explained that's not referring to the Tanakam of the Mishnah. Tanakam of the Mishnah is the Olim Lashita of Holchi Yusha. That's referring to a different Chachamim. That's the Chachamim that we have later on in that Lamed Vavam Beis where Rav says Tuti Rav Shmuel Rav Kiva that you need Yud Ches Chodesh. It's enough Yud Ches Chodesh. Aval Chachamim Olim you need Olim Gimel Shonim Yom Liyeh. So that's a different chacham. That's the chacham and the whole thing called that Rav was referring to. That Rav was coming to explain. But in the Mishnah, all you have is the Shita of Halchi Yush. And on the other hand, we saw the Rashba learns that the Tanakhama of the Mishnah is Chaylik and Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. And when the Tanakhama said that you need by Yesteyabal, you need Gimel Shonim, the Einim L'Yayim L'Yayim, that means that you need 3 years, not three Achilus. You're talking to need 3 years. As close name is Doris Rishor, like the Marissa's in Chav Chesem and Beis. And Rav in Chav Chesem and Beis, in Chav Chesem and Aleph, is coming to explain the Tanakhama of the Mishnah. That's the Chachamim to which the Gemara is referring. And when the Chachamim said, Einim Leim Leim, they didn't mean that it's enough to have three Achilles. You need to have 3 years. Well, you need to have 3 years. Because it's nothing to do with Gimel Achilles. It's 3 years. I say, what does he mean by Einim Leim Leim? So it just means, says the Rashba, you don't have to eat Paris literally every day. You have to be in the Soda for 3 years. You have to be in the Soda for 3 years. And it's not enough to have Gimel Achilus. You have to be in the Soda for 3 years. Aspasta won't work. But you don't have to come every single day and eat Paris. You could do Sharabayda. Since the Soda doesn't produce Paris constantly, it only produces one crop a year. So you only have to eat one crop a year. But the rest of the year, you have to be in the Soda. You have to be plowing and fertilizing and doing other Avaydas of Soda because you need Gimel Shonim Shleimis Miyam Liyam. The Eidam Miyam Liyam means you don't have to eat Paris Miyam Liyam. But you have to be in the Soda Miyam Liyam. And that's the same thing that Gemara said that Rav said in Lamed Vav Lamed Beis that Chachamim Ayimim you need Gimel Shonim Miyoyim Liyoyim. Miyoyim Liyoyim means you have to be there for 36 months, and that's the same as the Tanakhama said Gimel Shonim Ve'Einam Miyoyim Liyoyim. Einam Miyoyim Liyoyim just means you don't have to eat Paris Miyoyim Liyoyim, but you have to be there Miyoyim Liyoyim. That was the Machlokes. That's the Machlokes Rashi and the Rashbam on the one end and the Rashbam on the other. The Rashba asked and Rashi. Rashi, the Tanakhama, the Mishnah, is going with the Shita of Halchi Yusha. That really all you need is Gimel Achilles. Fundamentally, it's in the Gimel Achilles. We learn that from Shem, Gimel Achilles. asked the Rashba, so why did the Tanakhama of the Mishnah use a Lashon of Gimel Shonim? The Lashon of the Tanakhama is that by Estei HaBaal you need Gimel Shonim ve'enim yoyim yoyim. What does that do with Gimel Shonim? It's not Gimel Shonim. It's Gimel Achilus v'Haraya. In fact, you don't need 36 months. It's enough 18 months according to Rabbi Shmuel. 14 months according to Rabbi Kiva, because with that you have Gimel Achilus. That's faster. In 3 months you could have Gimel Achilus. So it's really nothing to do with Miyoyim. It's nothing to do with Shonim. Vishnu, according to the Rashba, the Tanakhama is not going with Holchi Yusha. The Tanakhama attack holds it's not totally in Achilles. You need Gimel Shonim, because Snashtim is Dorinish Bishtori. You have to be there for 3 years. You don't have to eat every day, but you have to be there working for 3 years. That's Gimel Shonim. That's Gimel Shonim. It's Hakadin Gimel Shonim, because Snashtim is Dorinish Bishtori. But according to Rashi and the Rashba, the Tanakhama is going with Holchi Yusha, that fundamentally what you need is Gimel Achilles. The Melin is sort of the Sayyid is Todir, that it produces tomatoes every single day. So then, how do you have Gimel Achilus? Every day there's tomatoes. So there, the only way you can have Gimel Achilus is Gimel Shonim. Gimel Shonim becomes Gimel Achilus. But in a Estei HaBaal that produces separate crops, discrete crops, and the fact is you don't need Gimel Shonim. It's enough 18 months or 14 months or Gimel months by Asfasto or 3 months by Asfasto. So why B'chal does Tanakhama even talk in terms of Shonim? That's one of the reasons why the Rashi does not happen with Rashi's chat. The Chayra, I said last week, Rashi addresses that. Because Rashi explains, when he's explaining the 18 months, Rashi says, that the definition of an achilo, I can give him an achilos, but the definition of an achilo is a pre ha'osu l'shonu. Person is eating, he's zereya in 3 months, it's only 3 months. But it's not a Isaperis Tadir, it only produces one crop a year. So that crop, it's called an achila because it's a pre-osu l'shana. And a person would be meicher when he sees chaveira eating a pre-osu l'shana. So the shana plays a role, not because fundamentally you need gimel, not because gimel shana is an idea in itself, but because that's the trigger, that's what's called an achila. An achila means something that triggers a machal. That's why three times is a chazoka. Three times, like three negichas. Because three strange things happened. There were three times that the Bailing weren't Mecha. But what triggers a Macha, you need three triggers of Macha. Three Achilles means three triggers. And what's a trigger? That he sees he's eating a pre-Osu L'Shana. So that's how the Shana over here crawled in. Because you need three payers of Osu L'Shana. The question remained, because I don't really have an answer. So how do you understand the Spasta? Aspasta l'chayra, Gemara says the coin title for Yusha, you could be maxing an aspasta in 3 months. Where's the pre-osu l'shana? If an achila means a pre-osu l'shana, so how is aspasta called a pre-osu l'shana? How in 1 month an aspasta, how is that a pre-osu l'shana? The Rishonim have a different kasha. Taisus, they have a different kasha about aspasta. They ask, Taisus asks, it seems aspasta you can be maxing in 3 months. So why do you ever need 18 months? Do it with aspasta. Just use aspasta. We'll see later in Taisus. That's a different kasha. Why do you need 18 months? Just use aspasta mimasik in 3 months. For that, the Rashi is a teretz. Maybe aspasta only works in 3 months in a soda that's asuyul aspasta. In a soda that's not asuyul aspasta, you can't be mimasik in 3 months with aspasta. Then you need the 18 months because you put them in a field that's osi for tefuah. So then you can't do it in 3 months. I'm asking a different kasha, even if that's true. But if the definition of an achila is a pre-osu l'shana, so how is aspasta pre-osu l'shana? If the field can produce many aspastas in a year, three for sure, so then aspasta is not a pre-osu l'shana. And if it's not a pre-osu l'shana, then where's the ein lecha, and so how does it trigger a macha? Ein lecha, the rule is ein lecha odom shirei is chaveh zirei a pre-osu l'shana v'shaisik. But aspasta is not a pre-osu l'shana. That's the Chayra Orin Rashi. Unless we'll say that aspasta is also only a pre-osu l'shana. Because normally in a field, normally in an aspasta field, you only plant one aspasta a year. It takes only a month to grow. But that's all the Rashba's as far as aspasta, you plant in a field that's very weak. It's very played out. If it was a better field, you would plant better things. Aspasta is what you plant in a field that's really, it's very not fertile. So it can barely come up with it can barely produce the aspasta. So you want to exhaust the field and plant three aspastas in 3 months, you could do it. But it's not what you would normally do because you're ruining the field. So Mela, every aspas is a pre-also lashona because in a soda asuyul aspasto, it produces one crop of aspas a year. You could do three, but each one is a pre-also lashona. So maybe that would be nicer for this Nikud as well. Okay, now I want to go further. Over there in that Lamed Vav with Beis, the Gemara has a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. What is that you see inside? The Gemara first did a member of Rav that we've been talking about. Omer Rav, Zu divrei b'shmol rei b'kiva v'achacham lo'ayim imcheset gimul shalom miyoyim liyoyim. I'm saying he gimul shalom miyoyim liyoyim. Yeah, that's why I'm explained. That's Rova, Klasnim is Dorinish Pishtora. So Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva say, all you need is Gimel Achilus like Ocha Yoshua. So it's enough 18 months or 14 months. We'll mark it this late. But Chachomim hold, that since it's totally Klasnim is Dorinish Pishtora, so a person only throws his way a star after Gimel Shonim Amr. So you need Gimel Shonim, Miyoim, Liyoim, 36 months. That's the member of Rav. Then we'll skip a little bit. The Gemara says another member, brings Rabbi Yudom and Shmuel. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel said that in a stay Elon, you could be machzik, you don't even need 18 months, you could machzik in 1 year. Because you harvest the dates and you harvest the olives and you harvest the wine. And maybe in 1 year you could have three harvests. So maybe you could have gimel achilus in 1 year. So coming along, Shmuel says that's only Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. But Chachamim Ha'imim, you have to harvest three crops of wine, that means 3 years, and three crops of dates, which is 3 years, and three crops of olives. So basically, you have to have 3 years. That's sort of like rap. That you need 3 years. It's not enough to have three peiros, three achilus. You have to have 3 years. It sounds almost the same thing as Rav. Some verses might be Nayah. What's the difference between Rav and Shmuel? Om Rabbi, Dekel Nayah, Yikud Be Nayah. Dekel Nayah in Rishonim is different from Pshatim. But most of the Pshatim are along the lines that a Dekel Nayah is a young, vigorous Dekel that produces payers at an accelerated rate. The Rashbam also brings three Pshatim. The middle Pshat is not so relevant to us. But the first part is that it produces, Dekel Nair produces payers at a little bit of an accelerated rate, a little bit early, taking a little bit less time than a regular Dekel. And then Rashi has another shot, the Rashbam rather has another shot, the third shot in the Rashbam, that it produces payers twice a year. So it's gora, and adrenaline. Instead of producing one crop a year like a regular Dekel, it produces two crops a year. According to Shmuel, in a Dekel Naira, you could be machzik in less than three years, a year and a half, according to the last Pshat and Rashba. Because all you need is three crops. Now, how does this plug in? How does the Shita Shmuel plug into this, what we've seen so far? The Rashba learns, what is the Rashba? The Rashbam says, never mind what the Rashbam should say. What the Rashbam says, the Rashbam in the Dibra Maskel, going back and right, back in Rav, Zudi Rebbe Shol Rebbe Kivo, in the memory of Rav, the Rashbam says that the halacha is like Rav. We have a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Normally the halacha should be like Shmuel, because Hilchos Sukkah Shmuel Bedini. We assume we pass him like Rab, in a moment we pass him like Shmuel. So really, by rights, by the normal rules, the halacha here ought to be like Shmuel. She says, Rashi, no, the halacha here is like Rab. Because Rava, who said that Chesed Gimel Shalom is told and Klasnim is done in Shbishtara, and all the sugyas earlier seem to go like Rava, so they go like Rav. That Chesed Gimel Shalom is told in 3 years, and throwing the star after 3 years. It doesn't stem with Shmuel, because according to Shmuel, it's not 3 years, it's three achilas. In a Dekel Nair, you could do it in a year and a half. Or even in the first part of the Rashbam, not a year and a half, but in less than a year, less than 3 years anyway. In a Dekel Nair, you could do it fast. So from the Rashbam, that the Chachamim of Shmuel is not Rav. Rava, the Tlashlim is Dorinish Bishtara, the Chachamim of Chavchesim at Beis, the Chachamim Bai, and Rava explains Tlashlim is Dorinish Bishtara. That's the Chachamim of Rav, not the Chachamim of Shmuel. The Chachamim of Shmuel, L'chaira, are still in the scheme of Olch Yusha, Gimel Achilles. The only difference between the Chachamim, according to Shmuel, the only difference between the Chachamim of Shmuel and Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva is that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva said that when you have different kinds of pears in the field, you have dates and you have olives and you have grapes. So then each different kind of field counts, each different kind of fruit can count as its own achilah. So you can have an achilah of dates, an achilah of grapes, an achilah of olives, and with that you have three achilas. And the Chachamim Shmuel say, no, you have to have three achilas of grapes, three achilas of ta'inim, three achilas of olives. Each kind of fruit, you have to have three achilas from that kind of fruit. So that's like a detail within the sheet of Holchi Yushalayim, you need Gimel Achilas. But it's all Holchi Yushadik that you need Gimel Achilas. It's nothing to do with Tlashnim Mizdor Nish Bishtara. The Tlashnim Mizdor Nish Bishtara is the Chacham of Rav, not the Chacham of Shmuel. That's the Rashi Bamas. The Rashba learns that no, the Chacham of Shmuel is the same Chacham as Rav. It's the same Chacham as Rav. Then it's mistabel for the Rashba. A priori, it's mistabel. Because according to the Rashba, when Rav said Zut Divrei Rabbi Akiva Shmuel about Chachamim Oimrim, he means the Tanakama. It's not some Chachamim that are out there that we never heard about before. When Rav said Chachamim Oimrim, he meant the Tanakama of the Mishnah, according to the Rashba. So when Shmuel said about Chachamim Oimrim, he also means the Tanakama of the Mishnah. And the Tanakhama, the Mishnah said that it's Tolim Gimel Shonim. And the Rashi learns if the Tanakhama said a Lashon of Gimel Shonim, then that's a simon that it's not Tolim Achilas. Because if it was Tolim Achilas, we wouldn't call it Gimel Shonim. So it's Taka Mukhuk, according to the Rashi's Mahalach, it's Mukhuk Meneu Bey. That when Shmuel said about Chachamim Aymrim, that's the Tanakhama of the Mishnah. And the language of the Tanakhama of the Mishnah is Tolim Shonim. And if it's Tolim Shonim, it's not Tolim Achilas. So Shmuel also says that it's Tolim Achilas. It's Tolim rather not an Achilas. That it's Tolim Gimel Shonim, because that's when you throw away your star. But if that's the case, so how by a nickel naira do you get it faster? But if you throw away your star after 3 years and it's not totally nachilas, so why by a nickel naira does the chazaka go faster? The fruits go faster, the achilas go faster, but the shana is still a shana. Said the Rashba that even the Rava said that a person throws away his star after 3 years, but it's not only totally in years. A person throws away his star after the Tanakhama was silent, saw him eat three pears of 3 years, three crops of 3 years, and the Chachamu and the Marakama kept his, didn't say anything. So the person becomes confident that the Marakama is not going to be meicher further, and that's when he throws away the star. So the throwing away the star, it's not stam that after 3 years, you know, you get rid of your old documents. It's that after three shtikas, 3 years of the Tanakama, of the Marakama being shaysik, the person gets convinced that he's not going to be meicher anymore, and he throws away his star. If you have a souped up kind of decal that produces peiros faster, then 3 years, and he learns decal naira means twice a year. It produces peiros twice a year. So he says, in a soda that has decal naira in it, a year is half a year. Half a year gives you the same confidence that a year would give you by a regular soda. Aspasta is different. By aspasta, you also go very fast. In 3 months, you could have three aspastas. But that doesn't come because that's not because the field is so souped up, but because the field is so weak that all you're planting in is aspasta. It's only good for aspasta. So that doesn't give you the fact that you can, it's a worn out field. All you can do is aspasta. You could do three aspastas and three chadoshim if you wanted. It's not normal. Normally, you do one aspasta a year. So you could force three aspastas. You could force it. You want to ruin the field. You could force three aspastas in 3 years, in 3 months. But that doesn't give you some more confidence that the Balaam's going to be meicher faster. On the contrary, the Balaam is a weak field. The fact that you want to cram the field and eat faster, maybe that's the main kudu. If you want to wear the field out and plant three aspastas in 1 year, which is not the derech, that's not going to make the Balaam be meicher faster. But if you have a decal nari, you have a field with a decal nari, it's like a sports car. It goes very fast. It's a special field that it goes very fast. What other fields do in a year, it does in half a year. So there, the Bilem, it should brought the Bilem are should be troubled by half a year of a Dekalaya field, the same way they would be troubled by a year of a regular field. Because that's, it's like dog years. For a Dekalaya field, that's a year. So Mela, 3.5 years is so Shmuel, Rav is chelik on that. That's the machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, no, it never changes. 3 years is always 3 years. And a person throws away a shayar after 3 years of achilas, but 3 years of achilas. And Shmuel says a year itself is subject to change. It could be a half a year that is such a special field that half a year by that field is like a year by a regular field. There's a third sheet, though. I just want to mention. No, you had your hand up.
Yeah. So I was just curious that, right, we see, right, we're saying by the Aspasta that you might end up cramming, like, let's say, a year's worth of crops in, or 3 years worth of crops into 3 months. But later in Cheskos, where we see the Svara that comes up multiple times of like that, you don't make a Chazaka if you don't do it in the normative way. So why don't we come on to that here?
Yeah, it's not so clear to me. I think it's not abnormal. I think an Aspasta is such a weak field. You have to feel the shonis of the Rashbin. I'm not so, it's not going to knock you to me. And maybe it's a Mokham who's got exactly how the Rashbin learns up by Aspasta. I think by Aspasta, it's not that it's not going to machzik yinshi. The Aspasta is such a weak field that you might not even care to ruin it. No, I don't want to say more than I know. It must not be, it's not the 3 aspastas in 3 months. It's more in the Rashbin, that's not the normal thing. The normal thing is 1 aspasta a year. But I guess doing 3 aspastas a year, it's not so abnormal that it should be not kinemachsekinshi. It's still kinemachsekinshi. But it's not that you could do it in 3 months because this is such a great field that in 1 month in 3 months you could do 3 crops. On the contrary, it's a weak field, and it normally certainly produces only 1 crop a year and a shvacha crop at that. But you could do 3. Aspas is not so hard to produce. So you could do 3. You'll wear out the field faster, but you could do 3. But it's still not to the level of being abnormal that it's not going to max the key inch. One is mentioned one other field, one other shita is important, which is the shita Ramban. The Ramban is curved to the Rashba. Very similar to the Rashba, he also learns that the Tanakama is with the that the Chachamim that the Gemara is referring to on Chachesim and Bey is Rava, and the Chachamim that Rav is referring to and the Chachamim that Shmuel are referring to, that's all the Tanakama of the Mishnah. And the Tanakama of the Mishnah is not Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, and he's not Hol Chayusha. The Tanakama of the Mishnah goes with Rava, the Tlashtim Mizorin is Bishtara, and that's why it's not totally in Achilus, it's totally in Shonim. And that's why the Tanakhama spoke about Shonim, all al derech the Rashba. There's one nuance of difference, though, between the Rashba and the Ramban, and that is how to understand what the Tanakhama meant when he said that it's Gimel Shonim ve'enu miyoyim liyoyim. What does it mean, Gimel Shonim ve'enu miyoyim liyoyim? It is miyoyim liyoyim. Rav said, Chacham saying, Gimel Shonim miyoyim liyoyim, 3 full years, it's not enough 3 achilas. It's Rova, it's Tasnim is Dornish Bishtar, you need 3 years. So what's Gimel Shonim ve'enu miyoyim liyoyim? So we already saw the Rashba learns Gimel Shonim ve'enem yoyim liyoyim means you don't have to eat peiris every single day. It's not like a soda that's always a peiris toddler, like a tomato field. We have to eat tomatoes every single day because every single day there are new tomatoes. Here you don't have to eat peiris every single day, but you have to be machzik for 3 years. So what do you do for the rest of the time? You eat 3 peiris, fine. That's when you're eating that's in the harvest time. But what do you do the rest of the year? So the Rashba said you do other avodas. Rashba, what do you shalmi? You plow and you plant and the farm is busy the whole year in the field. So you have to be machzik for full 3 years, 36 months. But when the Tanakhama said, Einem yom loim, he just meant you don't have to eat peiros toder because it's not a soda, it's always a peiros toder. So you don't have to eat tomatoes every day because it's not a tomato field. So it's a wheat field. So you're going to eat, you'll harvest the field once a year. But the rest of the year, you still have to be machzik. That was the Rashba. The Ramban says a slightly different shot. The Ramban says, about you need 3 years. It's not enough 3 achilus. You have to have 3 years. We're going in Rova. Tlashtim is Dornish Peshtora. Akol al derech the Rashba. But says the Ramban, the year, a year in a wheat field, is not 12 months. because the year lasts from the plowing to the harvesting. That's a year. From when you plow to when you harvest. So I don't know when you plow. Let's say you plow after Sukkot, and when you plant, and then you harvest maybe Nisan for the barley and Shavuos for the wheat, and that's the year. But then in the summer you're off or whatever. It's not 12 months. The agricultural year is like an academic year. It goes, let's say, from September to the end of June, and that's the agricultural year. And then you have intercession. So you need Gimel Shanim, but the Gimel Shanim is from let's say September. Just I don't know exactly when it is. Let's say it's from September to June. You need from September of the first year to June of the last year. So it's a little bit. It's not 36 months. So you have to be maxic from the Harish of the first year to the Ksir of the last year. That's what by a tomato field you need Gimel Shanim Yom Liyom. You have to have 36 months because the tomatoes there all the time. But in a wheat field, you need from the Zriya, you need Gimel Shanim, but it's Einam Yoyim Yoyim because you start from the Chayisha of the first year and you end by the Ksir of the last year, and then you have a little bit of time every three you have you, that you don't have to be Machsid. That's the Gimel Shanim of Einam Yoyim Yoyim. Mela by Dekel Naira, so what's the word of Dekel Naira? So Dekel Naira, he also says a different shot. He says Dekel Naira is not twice a year, like the Dekel Naira is a little bit faster. The year of a Dekel Naira doesn't go from September to the end of June. The year of a Dekel Naira goes from September to the end of May, because it's a little bit faster. So May, all you need is from September of the first year to the end of May in the last year. So that's Shmuel's Machadis, that by a Dekel Naira, you get a little bit of a bonus at the end of the third year, since the Dekel Naira produces its payers earlier than other Dekolim. So the last year of the Chazaka, you could end a little bit early. And Rav disagrees. Rav says that since a normal Dekel goes to the end of June, so even though you happen to have a Dekel Naira in this Dekolim Na'arim in this field, but you go with the year of normal Dekolim. And normal Dekolim are from September to June, so you need from September of year one to June of year three. We say it over, it's similar to the Mahalach of the Rashba. Yeah, I want to start talking. Avi, you had a question?
Yeah, for the Rashba, we know that like a near would not be a chazaka. So how does he understand that? How is working the field? You're being machzik in a time you're not even paris. How does that suffice to be machzik?
Well, the Rashba says the paris. The Rashba says near is not a chazaka. That means when all you do is near. So there was no achilles paris at all. So the ikar chazaka is the achilles paris, but the achilles paris doesn't take up the whole year. You have to be machzik the whole year. Tlashnim is darnish b'shtar. So you have to do things the whole year, but all the things that you do the whole year are anticipatory, are anticipating or following up on the achilles paris. So you plow and you plant and you fertilize and you're menachesh and you water and all of these things. But what are you doing? You're not doing it for no reason at all. Obviously, the culmination is the achilles paris. So you have to have the achilles paris. So near means that all you did was you plowed. You didn't do anything else. The whole year, all you did was plow. So that's not the Rashi says. That's why near is not a chazaka, because there was no achilles paris. But when you have an achilles paris, the rest of the year you have to do other things. You have to do other things that bring to all the things that are tofel to the achilles paris, and that includes near as well. The Rashi calls in the Chama. You could do near. Near could be part of your chazaka. When the Gemara says that near is not a good chazaka, it meant that all you did was near. Or the Gemara says, we're going to talk about near later on when we have to. Tais also talked about near, so we'll come back to this Rashi. Yosha.
Yeah, according to the Ramban, that the year is from the plowing to the harvesting. Where does the achila come in? Isn't the achila after the harvesting?
That is the harvesting. Achila means this. According to what we showed him, achila doesn't mean that you sat down, you had it, and you ate it up. The farmer doesn't eat all the pears that he produces. I mean, unless he has a tiny little subsistence farm. Achila means when you harvest it. That's the achila. Now, that's the consumption. That's the consumption of the field. When the harvest, when he takes out the apples from the field, he takes out the tannin from the field. That's the achil.
Oh, makes sense. Thank you, Rabbi.
We'll see that very clear in Tosfos. Tosfos talks about dates that are put out to dry in the field, and then you bring them in. So Tosfos, the achil is not when you put them out to dry. The achil is when you bring them in. Bring them in. That's the achil, because achil means that he brings them home. So it's when he declares a prophet. That's the achil. Kesi places. Kesi is Abadim, Beis Abadim. So the Mishnah lists Beis Abadim among the things, a place where they press olives, and is the Mishnah listed among the things that are Isa Peres to other. The place is Pirish Rivam, the Hodestan, the Perek Chaim Bechadish, Ovo Hagitis Vahabadim, the Mashmish Yeshlim is Mankavu. Mora said in Chagigo that there's a certain man about him. It has to do with Cheskes Chaver, when a person has a Cheskes Chaver, when he needs a Cheskes Chaver, when he doesn't need a Cheskes Chaver. Not important for us right now, but it talks about this of Habadim, the time when people are no longer, when the pressing season is over. So how does that work? Our Mishnah says that a Beis Abad is Eisa Peres Tolir. It doesn't have a season. The Gemara in Chagigah says that the Bad has a season. The Mishnah says, Hai Mishroi Varilim Dorichin Oz Bizman Lekito. That's when most people are Dorich. Aval Yesh B'nei Odom Shem Matzni and Kol HaShon of a Dorichin B'ma'at Ma'at. Most people, they take the whole harvest, all the olives, and they derech them, and then they turn them into oil. But there are some people, they keep the olives around, and then as they need oil, they derech it ma'at ma'at, and I need to have basis. So in Mela, the base of bad, there is a season. That's the busy season. But the bad be'etzim is busy all the time. The Chon of Chayvet Shurim seems to have understood places to mean that some badim have a season. Most badim have a season. Most beis abads have a season, and they close after the season. But there are some beis abads that are open all the time. But there's a miut of beis abads that are of presses that are open all the time, and therefore you have to be machzik miyoyim liyoyim gimel shana miyoyim liyoyim, because we're chayshish that maybe this beis abad is from the miut. And there's a whole discussion. What if there's a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel? You say halchim moman acharoyv. So Meila told ain halchim moman acharoyv. So I understand you can't rely on the roiv. You have to be chayshish for the meal. But if you hold a grab that halchim moman acharoyv, so why are you chayshish for the meal? Roiv based on baz have a season, and he's mafalpel along these lines. I don't understand solkash in the first place. I don't think Tosis meant. What does it even mean? Why can't we find out? Why can't we find out what kind of base about this is? How the Murakami use it? Is it a base about that has a season, doesn't have a season? But this guy, maybe it's not totally in the Murakami. Maybe Rabbi Chon holds it's not totally in the Murakami, it's totally in him. Totally in him. So if he's a guy from the Rav, so then he should have a season. But maybe he's a guy who's from the Miut. I mean, you see that he wasn't. I don't know. It's very strange. I mean, I think the Poshup Shat and the Taisus, it's nothing to do. The Nagnidin is not what kind of bad this is. Not everybody has a base of bad. Not every farmer has his own base of bad. A guy has a base of bad, he has a press. And all the farmers in the vicinity, they come and they use his press. That's the Messiah, that's how it was. So the person who has the base of bad, the base of bad is serving a whole community. So most people come to the Beis Abad once a year when they harvest the olives, and that's when the Beis Abad is the most busy. But then the Beis Abad doesn't close up in the off season. In the off season, there are also people who come and they use the Beis Abad. So the Beis Abad is busy the whole year. It has a season, but the Beis Abad isn't used the whole year. And maybe you have to be. So it's Oisip Peres Toder. The Beis Abad is Oisip. The Peres of the Beis Abad are the fact that people come, they use the Beis Abad. They probably pay money for the Beis Abad, for the use of the Beis Abad. I mean, I think the payers of the base of bad is not the, it could be, it's not even the oil. The payers of the base of bad, it could be, is the money. What does Rashi Taka say? I shouldn't say. Yeah, could very well be that the Paris. If I have a base of bad, I'm serving all and sundry. So what are the Paris? The Paris is everybody comes and uses my base of bad. They pay me money. That's the Paris of the base of bad. I think about the Baptist. That's Pshat and Tosfos. Then Mr. Rabbeinu Gershon. Maybe it's good to see this. Rabbeinu Gershon has a mechudish of Pshat. Rabbeinu Gershon says here on the side of the page. Beit Abadin. Zehu bad shul zaysim shlachet. Jesus says zaysim anichin shem Hashem and umistapkim emenu b'chol yom b'yeh. He said maybe the answer is kasha. He says the base of bad is oisipayus todir, because after they press the olives into oil, they leave the oil there in big jugs, and then every week or so they take some oil away. They take some oil out of the storage, out of the refrigerator in the base of bad, and that's oisipayus todir. That's clear. I think he's envisioning that the Beis Avad belongs to one person. One person, the farmer, has olives. He brings the olives into the Beis Avad once a year. There's a season, like the Gemara in Chagiga. There's a season. He brings the olives into the Beis Avad. He presses them into oil. Now he has a whole year's worth of oil. What does he do with all this oil? Where's he going to put it? It doesn't fit in his cupboard, in his kitchen. What does he do with all of the soil? I would say he sells it. But Rabbi Gershon says he stores it in the Beis Avad. And then every time he needs oil, he goes to the Beis Avad and takes oil away out of the Beis Avad. And that's the Achilles Peris of the Beis Avad. The Achilles Peris of the Beis Avad is when you take the oil out of storage from the Beis Avad. So maybe it's Oisa Peris Todi. And it's good Gemara Chagiga. Gemara Chagiga says there's a time at the Beis Avad, is a season when you press. But Rabbi Gershon says the pressing is not the Achilles Peris, because the oil stays in the Beis Avad. The Achilles Peris is when you take the oil out of the Beis Avad, and that goes on the whole year. So Al Derech, what I said before, Al Derech the Taisus with the Ta'inim. The Ta'inim you harvest from the trees. They says that's not the Chazok, that's not the Achilles Peris. The Achilles Peris is when you put the Ta'inim out to dry, and then when you take them home from the field, that's the Achilles Peris. So Al Derech Zer, Rabbeinu Gershon says, you take the olives, you press them, but you leave them at the Beis Avad. That's not yet the Achilles Peris. The Achilles Peris is when you take the oil out of the Beis Avad. Again, it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush more than Taisus. Because by Taisus, I understand it. I want to be machzik in the field. What are the Peris of the field? The Peris of the field are the Ta'inim. When is the Achilles Peris of the Ta'inim? When I bring the Ta'anim in. So when you bring the Ta'anim in, that's the Achilles Peris of the field, because the Peris of the field are the Ta'anim. And when I bring them in, that's my Achilles HaTa'anim. So that's when I'm machzik in the field. The base of Bad doesn't produce oil. I have a soda that, if I have a field with olives, the field produces oil. It produces olives, the olives can be turned into oil. The base of Bad, the Peris to the base of Bad is oil. I would have thought the Paris of the Beis Avad, Beis Avad is a machine. I would have thought the Paris of the Beis Avad, like a Beis HaMerchus. What are the Paris of Beis HaMerchus? What are the Paris of a Beis HaMerchus? Clean people? That's the Paris of Beis HaMerchus. It produces clean people. The Paris of the Beis HaMerchus is money. People come in to bathe and you charge, and that's the Paris. So I would have thought a Beis Avad is the same thing. The Paris of a Beis Avad is the money. People use the Beis Avad and it produces money. In a Benegeshen, you see that the way. The Paris of the Beis Avad is oil. I think L'chari, he's envisioning that it's a Beis Avad of one person. Not like I said in Taisus, that it's a Beis Avad for the whole community. The guy with the olives, he has a Beis Avad. And a Benegeshen looks at it, that the Paris of the Beis Avad are the oil. The Beis Avad, you put in olives on one side, and you take out oil from the other side. That's the Paris of the Beis Avad. Mimela, when is the Achilles Peris? When you take the oil away. When you take the oil out of the Beis Avad. When you take the oil out of the Beis Avad, not when you finish pressing. When you take it out of the storage. When you take it home. So Mela, the Beis Avad is Oisa Peris Todi. It's a different way to look at a Beis Avad. That it's an Oisa Peris because it produces oil. Ulai, maybe Ksif Shat and Ben Gershon a little bit different. I mean, maybe it's the MS, maybe that's Taka Harab Ben Gershon looked at it. Ben Gershon looked at it, that a base, the Paris of a base about are oil. And the Achilles Paris, when you take the oil home from the base about. And if you take it home, then it's the Paris started. I see Nathan and Adam both have here. So I guess Nathan then Adam.
Could it be Ben Gershon, the Shitasa, the way he understands also Paris Tadir, is being is shimush. He says, "Kilo my kol davar shmishtamshim b'bchoyom v'yom."
Oh, that's a good deal.
And the entire time he's explaining all the cases of the Mishnah, he never talks about actually reaping or any form of achila as long as it's used.
I hear. I have a suffer to that, maybe. Let me see what Adam has to say, then I want to be nice to what you say. Yeah, Adam?
I was going to say, in Tosfos, if you say that everyone has their own, the whole community has their own Beis Chabad, then what's Pshat in the... In Chomer Bekodesh over there, where it says that an Am Haaretz is believed because Hakol Metarim Es Kleihem during that time period.
Rei Vaylam, right? That's Rei Vaylam. Rei Vaylam do it in the heavy season, but the Beis Chabad isn't used the whole time because there are some people who do it a little bit. So the owner of the Beis Chabad is Yosef Peres Toder. Of course, he has a busy season, like I has a hotel. He has a busy season and not busy season, but his hotel is still Yosef Peres Toder.
It doesn't have to do with Amaretz's Peros, meaning he's not the one who owns the Beis Chabad.
They were Mekel by the time of the Gittos. They were Mekel in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. But they're only Mekel in the time that's when Chazal were Mekel.
Rashi says they were Mekel because they were all Matara, their claim at that time. But
since Chazal only stretched the rule so far, so they stretched the rule of Rei Vaylam. Yes, Nathan had a aura. I mean, Gershon's lashon is, what does it mean, Isa Peres Tadir? So, Pasha Isa Peres Tadir is you consume Paris every day. The lashon of Rabbeinu Gershon is that you're mishtamish in the field every day. That means, could be Rabbeinu Gershon's shittosa. Why do you have to have Isa Peres Tadir? By an Isa Peres Tadir, why do you have to be machzik gimel shonam yom liyam? So, Rashi said, because mishtamu gimel shonam, kol aroi lotzis menu begimel shonam amro. When we talk about Gimel Shonim, you need Gimel Shonim. What's the definition of Gimel Shonim? Kol Aroi Lotzis Menu B'Gimel Shonim. Menageshon says different. Menageshon says you need Gimel Shonim Miyoyim Liyoyim because if you're not Machzik Gimel Shonim Miyoyim Liyoyim, maybe one day when you're not there, the Bialim will show up and they see that nobody's home. So they'll say, "All right, why? It was a double. It was fake news. Nobody's here." So Mela, so if it's a Sodas Nali Seferis Tadir, so the Bialim will come not in the season and they'll see the field is empty. They won't say, "Oh, nobody's really here." They'll say, "Nobody's home because it's not the season." But in a son of its Oysa Peres Tadir, the Baalim expect to see you there every day. So the Baalim heard a rumor that somebody's being machzik in their field. They came to be Meicha. They saw nobody's there. Why is nobody there? It's a tomato field. They're supposed to be there every day. You see that he's not really being machzik in my field. So he, that's why he wasn't married. So it undermines the ear. I'm not sure, but maybe you can make a cheshem that is totally in the machlekes that we've been talking about, you know, who is the Tanakam of the Mishnah? Who's Matzich? According to Rashi, the Tanakam, the Mishnah is still is Halach Yushal. It's the Tanakam, the Mishnah is still the Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel coming to the fire, so Tanakam. So going to Halach Yushal, you need is Gimel Achilas. And nonetheless, by a sort of that's Isa Peres Todur, you have to be Machzik Miyoyim Liyoyim. Why? All you need is Gimel Achilas. So you have to say, because the definition of an Achila in a sort of Isa Peres Todur, in Achila is Chalaroi Losses Menu Bishana. That's the Achila. In a tomato field, one achilo is called a roi lotzis menu mishana. That's the definition of an achilo. But again, according to Rabbeinu Gershon is mashma not like is mashma like the Rashba because Rabbeinu Gershon doesn't even bring Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, but he still brings the Tanakama. Mashma like the Rashba, the Ramban, that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, they're not lahalocha, but the Tanakama is lahalocha because Tanakama is not Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. We all like Chachamim. Who's the Chachamim? The Tanakama. So Rabbeinu Gershon only brings the Tanakama. That's al derech the Ramban and the Rashba. So the Tana of the Mishnah via the Tanakama is going not like Olch Yishu. The main thing is not Gimel Achilus. The main thing is Gimel Shonim. The main thing is Gimel Shonim. Why? So what's the nekud of that you have to be that you need in a soda? What's the difference? So what's the difference between a soda that's Isa Peres Todir and not Isa Peres Todir? Why by soda it's Isa Peres Todir you have to be there every day? And by a son, it's not a sefer's Torah. You don't have to be there every day. If it has to do with just throwing out the star, so it should be the same thing. It should be the same. Why do we distinguish between a son that's a sefer's Torah and not a sefer's Torah? We got to be throwing out a star. You could say, there we saw in the Rashi and the Ramban, that even though you throw out your star after 3 years, but the throwing out the star after 3 years has to do with the achilu. You saw the Bible being shoysik while you were being oichel, so you became confident enough that after three years you throw away your star. So we can still say in a pear's solid, it's a pear's total. You only get that confidence if you eat all the pears. You have to eat all the pears to get the confidence. So if it's a pear's total, you have to eat all the pears every single day. Otherwise, you're missing some of the pears. If you're missing some of the pears, you don't have the confidence to throw out your star. So yichalad olemim, you know, still with that. The Ramban and Rashi talk about, why do you need Achilles Paris at all? Just be there for 3 years. Don't have any. So they say, no, that you don't get the confidence to throw out your star. You get the confidence to throw out the star from the Achilles Paris. So maybe we can still be Mekayim what Rashi says. We don't have to go so far as a mitigation. We could be Mekayim what Rashi says, that the difference in Oysa Paris Todor and Oysa Paris Todor is because the rule is to get the confidence, you have to eat the Paris. And you have to eat all the Paris. And in the son of the Oysa Paris Todor, therefore you have to be there all the time because you have to be Oychel Paris every single day. The Oychel Paris every single day. Yeah. But it could be Rabbeinu Gershon held that the way. Rabbeinu Gershon held that since it's really not, Achila is not the main, who cares about the Achila? We're worried about throwing out the star. So if we're worried about throwing out the star, so what's the difference between it's Isopair's Todor or not Isopair's Todor? How come if it's Isopair's Todor, you have to be there, you have to be Ravtik every single day? So Rabbeinu Gershon says a different word, not because you have to eat all the Paris. Maybe Rabbeinu Gershon doesn't even care if you eat all the Paris. He says because in Asoda, it's Isopair's Todor, you have to be there every day because the Bible expects you to be there every day. And if you're not there every day, the Bible might show up and see that you're not there. And then you ruin the whole chazakah. So you have to stick around. And the Sodom saying, no, he's the parents told you, the Bible don't expect you to be there every day. They only expect you to be there at the time of the harvest. So maybe you don't need Gimushalam Yom Yom. It's enough to have 18 months or whatever. I mean, it's enough to have, by a Sodom saying, no, I'm sorry, not 18 months. We're going in Tanakam, not Hilch Yushim. In a Sodom, he's the parents told you, you have to be there every single day. In the Sodesh, you don't have to be there every single day. Either like the Rashba, that it's enough to be there. How do you understand the Enem Yom Lev? Either that it's like the Rashba, that means you don't have to mamish be there every day. You have to be, the Rashba is you don't have to work. Neither Ramban the Rashba, what does Tanakama mean that by Sodesh, you don't have to be there Yom Lev? You do have to be there for 3 years. So what does it mean, Enem Yom Lev? So we saw the Machlekes Rashba and the Ramban. The Rashba says that it means you have to be there every single day, but you don't have to eat Paris every single day. I don't think Rabbeinu Gershon can learn that way. Rabbeinu Gershon, according to Rabbeinu Gershon, who cares if you're eating Paris every day? Why, even if it's Oysa Paris Todor, like a Beis Abad, you don't have to eat olives every day. You just have to be around. Let me say it a little bit differently. I mean, let me just in a different order. I'm saying, the Rabbeinu Gershon, maybe Rabbeinu Gershon was also bothered. What's the difference in a sod? Why in a sod that's Oysa Paris Todor, you have to be there every day, and in a sod that's Shein Oysa Paris Todor, you don't have to be there every day? If the whole thing is last name is Dorinish Bishtara, so who cares? Who cares if it's Oysa Paris Todor, not Oysa Paris Todor? It should be the same Gimel Shonim. So again, in the Ramban and the Rashba, we have an Eitzel. Because the throwing at the star is still tied up in the Achilles Paris. So maybe you have to eat all the Paris. And the Rashba Taka says, that's what the Rashba learns in the Mishnah. When it's Oysa Paris Todor, you have to eat Paris every day. When it's any Oysa Paris Todor, you have to be there every day, but you don't have to eat Paris every day. So if I can see clearly in the Rashba that's the distinction. That in order to throw out the star, if it produces Paris every day, you have to eat Paris every day. If it doesn't produce Paris every day, you have to work every day, but it's enough to eat Paris once a year. But maybe I want to suggest that Rabbeinu Gershon had a different halach. He said, no, that's not the difference. That's not the distinction. The distinction is that in a sort of Oysa Paris Todor, the Bialim expects you to be there every day. So you have to be there every day, because otherwise the Bialim show up when you're not there. In a sort of this Eina Oysa Paris Todor, you have to be machzik kavari, you have to be machzik for 3 years. But you don't have to be there every single day. So what would that mean, Lamaisa? You have to be machzik for 3 years, but you don't have to be there every day. How does that play out? And what does that mean, Lamaisa? You have to be maxic for 3 years. You don't have to be there every day. So when do you have to be there and when don't you have to be there? Maybe like the Ramban, you have to be there from the Zariah to the Harisha. Yeah, cool. You have to be there when there was work to be done. By the Zriya, there's work to be done. You have to be there. By the Ksira, there's work to be done. You have to be there. But when it's before when the last Chavish is over, you don't have to be there. Or maybe even between each year. Between the Ksira of 1 year and the Chavish of the next year, maybe you don't have to be there. Quoit Rebbeinu Geshem. I'll tell you why I'm saying this. Because in Rebbeinu Geshem, the Nekuda is not that you have to eat all the pears. In Rebbeinu Geshem, the Nekuda is that you have to be there when you're expected to be there. But when you're not expected to be there, you don't have to be there. So in a Sada, it's a pears taught there, you're expected to be there every day. In the Sada, it's Eina, it's a pears taught, you're not expected to be there every day. Maybe that's not in the chat. Eina, you ain't there. That you don't have to be there when there's no work to be done. What is this, Lashon? Yeah, it's a perish. What I'm saying is a perish in Rebbeinu Geshem. He says, what does it mean, Einam Yoyim L'Yoyim? What does it mean, Gimel Shana, by a Soda She'ena is a perish to other? It doesn't have to be Yoyim L'Yoyim. Rebbeinu Geshem says the perish. But it means you don't have to be there every day. And if the Baal come and say, I didn't see you there, you could say, Ani Ha'isi Mishtamish, B'shosh from the other, Mere Gimel Mishtamish. I was there when people are supposed to be there, when people are ogled to be there. I was there by the plowing, and I was there by the harvesting. I have to be there every single day. It's not a field that requires constant attendance. What I'm saying. That's how he understands the difference between Isa Peristodder and Ena Isa Peristodder. So I think it's a big, we're coming here to Psanu, a little bit's coming clearer to me as we're talking it out. The Rabbeinu Geshen has a different take on the Mishnah. He's within, Rabbeinu Geshen is still within the Mahalach of the Ramban, the Rashba, that whole school, that the Tanakhama is not Holchi Yusha. The Tanakhama is not Gimel Achilles. The Tanakhama is Gimel Shonim because Tasnim is done in Ishbishdara. So the question is, who cares if it's Isa Peristodder or Isa Peristodder? Why is this Miyayim L'Yayim and this not Miyayim L'Yayim? So we saw the Rashba's Malach. The Rashba's Malach. That Einim L'Yayim L'Yayim means you have to be there every single day, but you don't have to eat Paris every day. And so Isa Peristodder, you have to eat Paris every day because you have to eat all the Paris. Because the Rashba says, if you don't eat all the Paris, then you don't get the confidence to throw out the Shtar. That's the Rashba's Malach. The Ramban says in the Mahalach, you have to be there from the Harisha of the first year to the Ksir of the last year. So it's Gimel Shonim, but it's not 36 months because it goes in like the academic year. So you have to be there from the Harisha of the first year to the Ksir of the last year. I think the Ramban is mashmah, even in the, you can't take off the intercessions in the middle. You just get, where you get off is at the very beginning and the very end. I have to double check now on the Ramban. The Rabbeinu Geshem as a whole is a different Mahalach within this scheme. That Klasnim is Darnish Mishtar, 3 years you throw away Yishtar. And you have to be there. The Chazok attack is a full 3 years. The difference between Sada Shaisa Peres Tadr and Sada Shaina Isa Peres Tadr, then in Sada Shaisa Peres Tadr, you have to be there every day. And in Sada Shaina Isa Peres Tadr, you only have to be there at the time. It's not a high maintenance field. It doesn't expect you, the field doesn't expect you there every day. So you have to be there when you're expected, but you get off. So Mela, the Chazok is the same way. Now it's Givaldik, what's going on by Beis Abad. By Beis Abad, the Rebbeinu Geshem says Beis Abad is called Oisei Peres Todah. You have to be there every day. What does it mean? Why every day? What Beis Abad has a season. It's not that you don't press olives every day. So Rebbeinu Geshem says, no, but the Beis Abad is called Oisei Peres Todah because you store the oil in the Beis Abad, and every day you're there to take out oil from the Beis Abad. So the question was, but that's not the Peres. The Peres is the oil, of the Beis Abad is the oil. The Peres of the Beis Abad is the work that the Beis Abad does. Is the money that you could charge for using the Beis Abad. The Beis Abad doesn't produce. I said before, maybe the Rebbeinu Geshem looked at that, it does produce oil. But maybe the oil of Rebbeinu Geshem is made of the Beis Abad. The pears of the Beis Abad are when you press the oil. And you charge maybe for pressing the oil. The pears of the Beis Abad, that's the Achilles pears in a way, is the Achilles pears. Rebbeinu Geshem never meant to say that when you take the oil out of the refrigerator in the Beis Abad, that's the Peiros of the Beis Abad. The Peiros of the Beis Abad, if you come to that, is when you press. But at Beis Abad, you're expected to be there every day. Because every day somebody's going to come and ask you for some oil. Maybe the farmers from the whole neighborhood, they store their oil in the Beis Abad. And every day people come and they get, and so you have to be there every day. The Beis Abad requires your presence every single day. Not that those are the Peiros of the Beis Abad. The Rebbeinu Geshem doesn't have this requirement, b'chal, that you have to eat all the Peiros. The reason why by Isa Peres Todah in a tomato field you have to be there every day is not because you have to eat all the tomatoes. But because in a tomato field, you expect it to be there every day, the Baal is going to show up and you're not there. So the same thing is doing a Beis Abad. Never mind what the parents of the Beis Abad are. But a Beis Abad is something that keeps you busy the whole year. You don't get off any vacation because the Beis Abad people always come knocking at the door to take their oil. So maybe the Baal expect you there every single day. You have to be mishtamish. The people are mishtamish to the Beis Abad every single day. So in Meilin, a Beis Abad, you have to be there. You have to be machzik yimusharam yom yom. That's called Beis Abad's Tadir. It's not because the pears of the Beis Abad are the oil you take out of the refrigerator. The pears of the Beis Abad, maybe it's just the oil that's called the achilo. Not that the taking out of the refrigerator is the achilo. But a Beis Abad is a kind of thing that you have to, that it works every day, that there's something to be done there. There's work to be done every day. So mainly you have to be there in the Beis Abad every day. In that sense, it's Beis Abad's Tadir. You're awesome.
Would the Rabbeinu Geshem have to fit in with Rav's statement of the Rabbanan being Miyom Liyom, even for like the non-Miyom Liyom in Osapiris Tadir?
I think it does fit in, Rav, because he doesn't bring up Yishmael and Rav Kiva B'cha. So that L'chair indicates that he's going with the Sheet of the Ramban and the Rashba, that the Tanakam is not Rav Yishmael and Rav Kiva. And that's more like, that's like the Sheet of the Ramban and the Rashba, that when Rav said, Zudiv Rav Yishmael and Rav Kiva Rav Yishmael, Aval Chachamim Ayim, Yinik Yishmael and Miyom Liyom, it's not a Sama Chachamim in somewhere in left field. It's the Chachamim of the Mishnah. It's the Tanakam of the Mishnah.
Right. So what is Miyom Liyom then, according to Rabbi Gershom?
So he says, that's what Nathan pointed out. He says, Miyom Liyom means you have to be Mishtamish every day. It doesn't mean you have to eat all the pears, but you have to be there every single day.
Didn't we just say that for Rabbi Gershom, you don't have to be there every day if it's not Osir Peres Tadir, because we're not expecting the guy to come?
No, we told him it's Osir Peres Tadir.
I thought Miyom Liyom was even if it's not Osir Peres Tadir. That was the whole point of the Rashba. It's not Osir Peres Tadir, but you have to be working the field every day instead.
The mission itself is Mechal. Osir Peres Tadir, you need Miyom Liyom. And any Osir Peres Tadir, you don't need Miyom Liyom. Shaz, what does that even mean? And Rav Lamaisa said in the Lamed Vav that you always need Miyom Liyom. So we have now, I think, three Mechal. The Mechal of the Rashba is that you need to be there regardless. You have to be there every day. Because last name is Darnish Bazaar, you have to be there every single day. But what the Mishnah means when it's Mechalik, that by Isaac Paris Tadr, you need Miyom Liyom, and Isaac Paris Tadr, you don't need Miyom Liyom, means that if it's Isaac Paris Tadr, you have to eat all the tomatoes. And if it's Isaac Paris Tadr, meaning you have to eat tomatoes every day. Either she ate semi apple. You have to eat tomatoes every day, because that's the Achilles Paris. And if you don't eat pears, if you don't eat tomatoes every day, then it's not cool that you have the full Ishtamshus that's going to trigger a Mechal. And that will allow you to throw away your star. And by an eight days, the pears told you, you don't have to eat wheat every day. The sun doesn't produce wheat every day. You have to eat wheat in season. And the rest of the time, you do other things. That was the Ras of Mahalach. The Ramban's Mahalach is, now I want to go back and double check the Ramban, but the Ramban's Mahalach is that you have to be there, Gimel Shonim, from the plowing of the first year till the harvesting of the last year. But you don't have to be there before the plowing. You don't have to be there after the harvesting. Whereas in a tomato field, you have to be there literally 36 months. And when Rav said that you need Gimel Shonim Yoyim Liyoyim, he meant as Lapuki that you Dalad Chaydesh, you Ches Chaydesh. But it doesn't mean you need 36 months. And now in Rabbeinu Geshem, I think in Rabbeinu Geshem, we were a third shot. That it means the Chazokah has to be there. The Chazokah is 3 years, 36 months. But in a tomato field, you have to be working the field every day because the tomato field needs work every day. I don't think cares so much if you eat tomatoes every day. But you have to be there working every single day. Could be this nafkamina also. The Rashba says, the Rashba links me, Yom means you have to eat tomatoes every day. So the Rashba himself then says, if you eat the B'Shem Rebbe Natan, and even then a tomato field doesn't mean literally every day. People don't, it takes a, you can eat all the tomatoes of the field, you don't have to eat tomatoes every single day. You can eat tomatoes every single week, and it's also called. It means the fee, how long it takes to grow a tomato. It means that you're eating tomatoes the whole year round. But it's not literally every day. If you're in Geshem, could be this not true. In a tomato field, you work the field the whole year round. So you have to be there literally every day. But in a grain field, there's a plowing time and there's a harvesting time, and the rest of the time you dance around the maple. You don't have to mamish be there every day. So Mimela, that's what it means, Gimel Shonim. It means it's Gimel Shonim. But you only have to show up when it's regular for people to show up. Then it's very knuckle to say by a Beis Abad, the Nakun of the Beis Abad, I don't have to now get into Lumbus, is the oil, yes, the parents of the Beis Abad, not the parents of the Beis Abad. The point of a Beis Abad is that a Beis Abad, you're there every day. So who cares in Lumbus if the oil is called the parents of the Beis Abad, not called the parents of the Beis Abad? Loyal Zan Adonim, it's not there in the Reino Gershon, the Achilles parents doesn't have a special status. Whereas you have to work. You have to work when it's normal to work. A beis avad, it's a bad job. A beis avad is like being a lawyer. You're being a beis avad, you have to be there early every day. You have to leave night. There's no, but it's a hard, it's a job that you have to be there every single day. So it doesn't matter if it's because you've been making payers or because you're taking things out of the freezer. The beis avad is a full time job, in a way that is stay alive, isn't that? So sort of avoids the whole complication of, you know, is the oil is the taking the oil out of the fridge, is that the peri of the base about, not the peri of the base about. This whole notion that the Achilles peri has a special status, we have it from Rashi and we have it from the Rashi, but in the Rabbeinu Gershon, Taka doesn't play a role.
So for the Rabbeinu Gershon, the Miyom Liyom really is just defining like the length of the Chazakah, not necessarily anything about like what you do.
Right. The Miyom Liyom means the length of the Chazakah. That's the Chazakah's 36 months. But in those 36 months, you only have to show up when you're expected to show up.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. Let's make Haskolim places. Places. B'tayich b'yishe kuntish mashma. Let's start again. Shleish chadoshim b'yishayim. B'tayich b'yishe kuntish mashma. D'boi Rabbi Yishmael. She yizra v'yikza b'yishen gimel chadoshim b'yishayim. V'chayim b'achayim. The Tosfos learned up in Rashi. The Emes in Rashi is not so mafurish. Maybe not even so much, but Tosfos understood in Rashi. Rashi himself only talked about Zriya. He didn't say the word Ksira. But the Rashbam in Lamdvom Amibay says like Tosfos, that the Gimel Chadoshim Rishayin and Gimel Chadoshim Rishayin means Zriya and Ksira. So, and Tosfos mentions always that we're talking from Nissen. This Gimel Chadoshim before Nissen and Gimel Chadoshim and Yud Beis Chodesh V'Emtzah and Gimel Chadoshim after Nissen. Not bad. Rashi didn't talk about Nissen. Rashi talked about Rosh Hashanah. Come back to that later. But Mesamah Taisus talks about Nissen because just been talking about Metzias. We'll see in a second. I don't think Nissen in Halacha has any special status. You need the Gimel Shana. There's not a special Rosh Hashanah that you have to have for, you know, Rosh Hashanah. There's no particular halachic significance to count the Yud Chodesh from Nissen to Nissen. But Nissen is the time of the harvest. So you're talking about Zriya and Ksira before Nissen, Zriya and Ksira after Nissen. I just could have talked about Kislev, but nobody's Zriya and Ksira three Chadoshim before Kislev or three Chadoshim after Kislev. The only candidate for a time of year when it might be Shaykh to be Zriya and Ksira and Gimel Chadoshim is around the time of spring, is in the springtime. So I think that's why Tosfos talks about Nissen. Because Tosfos it wants to imagine a Zriya and Ksira in 3 months. Tosfos is going to talk about it in a second. That ain't paymo, that it could happen, that a person could do a Zriya and Ksira in 3 months. It's a chiddush, they could even do it at all. But if you could do it at all, you can only do it in the spring. You can't do it in the middle of the winter. So maybe I think that's why Tosfos talks about Nissen. They're ready, or in Rashi. Why did Rashi talk about Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah sounds like Tishrei. Gimel Chadoshim before Tishrei, Gimel Chadoshim after Tishrei. That's a possible. But Al-Kapanim, I think that's why Tosfos singled out the Nissen. So Tosfos says, normally the harvest is Nissen. And here we have the last year, you're being Zerei of a Kaitzer, you're being Zerei after Nissen, Nissen is Sivan, and you're being Kaitzer in Sivan, the end of Sivan. She says, that's not so terrible. The Matinu Kain said, I'm in the Roshana called Tvush, and Nixeres Bechag, but you do it, Shavir Shlish Lothay Rosh Hashana. I'm a Gdele Pa'am, but you say, Azman. I'm not sure if Tyson means to bring a raya that it could grow in the summer, or he means to bring a raya that it could grow in a very short period of time, in 3 months. I think more that it's more mashman to be the second way, but I'm not 100% sure. At the bottom, Tyson is bringing from there a raya that the Messias is shaykh. It's shaykh the Messias that you should be zerei v'kleitz to gimel chadoshim after nissen or gimel chadoshim kaidem nissen. Like Tyson says, I'll kosh l'ri nim kain a might zorich yud ches chadoshim. Why do you need 18 months? But that's above Chadoshim Sagi. She is a Gimel Chadoshim of Nissen, the Yitzhak Nissen, the Shnee Besaifa Kayetz. You do three Chadoshim before Nissen, three Chadoshim after Nissen. So you'll harvest in Seifa Kayetz, means Nissen, Ir Sivan. Anyway, it's called Seifa Kayetz. Well, maybe because Kayetz is the date season, that's Sivan. No, I got you. Taste later. Kayetz is Chatzi Sivan Tamas v'Chatzi Yav. I don't know why this is Sefer Kayetz. Gimel Chadoshim Lefnei Nissen. V'Yiktzeh B'Nissen. Vishniya Besefa Kites. I don't know why it's Sefa Kites. After Nissen. Gimel Chadoshim, after Nissen. Why that? Vishlish is Benissen Abba. Why in 18 months? If you could do it, it's reading here in 3 months. So you could squeeze the whole thing into 15 months. Why 15 months? Why not 9 months? If Pesach Kash is, if you could do it, Zvi in three months, so why need 18 months? Why do you go to only to 15? You could do it in 9 months. Zvi in three months. Territory Poshut. In Lom, there's Al Yud Kasha. But in Mitzias, who says it works? There's a certain season when things grow. So Taisa said, but this much I know. I know that you can be Zerah the Kaisa Gimel Chadoshim Lufnei Nissen. Because that's, in Rabbi Shmuel, that's what you do the first year. Gimel Chadoshim Lufnei Nissen. I know that you can be Zerah the Kaisa Gimel Chadoshim after Nissen. Because in Rabbi Shmuel's scheme, that's what you do the last year. So if I know I could be Zerah the Kaisa Gimel Chadoshim Lufnei Nissen, and I know I could be Zerah the Kaisa Gimel Chadoshim Acha Nissen, by Kislev, I don't know if you could be Zerah the Kaisa at all. But Kaisa Nissen and Acha Nissen, I know you could do it. So if that's the case, then I can manage in terms of Chadoshim. Gimel Chadoshim Lufnei Nissen, Gimel Chadoshim Acha Nissen, and Gimel Chadoshim Lufnei the next Nissen. So who needs 18 months? I could do it in 15 months. And the Taisus Yeshlema. The Tzorech Achilu Chashuva Shul Beis Be'emz. The Tzorech Achilu Chashuva Shul Yud Beis Be'emz. So now you say that you need one Achilu Chashuva of Yud Beis Chedesh. I don't know if Taisus learns like Rashi, like the Rashi in the big issue. You know, is this Rabbi Shmuel talking, or is it? I'm sorry, Taisus in Rabbi Shmuel. Taisus in Rabbi Shmuel. So Taisus says, even in Rabbi Shmuel, you need Gimel Achilos. All you need is Gimel Achilos. You don't need Gimel Shanim. But the middle one Achila has to be the Achila Be'emz has to be an Achila Chashuva Shel Yud Beis Chodesh. I forgot to Taisus. I mean, the Gemara of the last period, last Yochik, and as fast as Rabbi Shmuel, Avi Chazaka. You see, you don't need an achila chashuv yud beis chaydish. Shiny also mufishu is manshul. That's different. That's the zman of aspasta. Aspasta, those gimel chadoshim, that's the zman. But here, it's not the zman, because the zman of zriing sira, well, the zman of sira is chaydim nissen. Nissen is the zman of sira. Over here, I'm not really sure. In this Taisus, which one of these things are not in this mind? In the Yud Beis Chodesh, you have Gimel Chadoshim Kaidim Nissen, Gimel Chadoshim After Nissen, and Yud Beis Chodesh Bamsa. Which ones are not in this mind? So the Gimel Chadoshim Acha Nissen, Taisus Beferish before, that's not this mind. Ein Zmana Ad Nissen Abba. The Gimel Chadoshim Kaidim Nissen, is that also called Edis Atizman? It's the Zman of the Ksira. It's maybe not the Zman of the Zriya. You're being Zeriah late. Is that also called Edis Atizman? Like, is it that the first and the last are both not on the Zman? That's why the one in the Emtz has to be Bizman? Or maybe only the last one's not Bizman? And that's enough. If the last one is not Bizman, then you need Be'emtz, it should be Achille Chashuv, should be Beis Chedesh. Not sure. I'm not sure if the Gimel Chadoshim Kaidim Nissen, the Ksira is Bizman, Zer Zman Shul. The Zriya was not Bizman. Maybe that's called the Zriya was not Bizman. So maybe that's what it means. The two bookends, the first year and the last year, are both not in Bizman. So maybe the middle one has to be Achil Chashuv Shigud Beis Chedesh. That one's off the gap. And then I also have a suffix in Taisus, in Pshat. What does Taisus mean when he says that it's not the Zman? And what's the Chisoni over here that it's not the Zman? Taisus mean it's not the Zman of the, it's not the Zman of the Tvua. It's like, it's not going to machzik inshi. You've been Kaitzer not in the Zman, so it's a Chisoni the Achilles HaPeres. The Zvi of the Ksira, Acha Nissen, the Chisoron is that it's not kind of machziki inshi, because I'm not doing this Achilles Peres in this mind when you normally do Achilles Peres. But it says mean that it's a chisaron in the sada, because it's not the zman for this sada. So the Baalim don't expect to pay the sada. Is it a chisaron in the sada? The Baalim expect the person to be the Baalim are expecting the sada to be used in this time, to be harvested this time. They don't expect it to be harvested at a different season. Let's see. Let's go a little bit further, and then you'll see why I think this is important. Taisa says, Taisa lays down a pshat according to Rashi. The Rashi according to Rashi, Taisa says you have to say that you need 18 months, because since the kol hafachas, the last zriya mikseira is not in the zman. Maybe the first one is also not in the zman. So as a counterweight for the fact that it's shalei b'zmano, you need a nachilah chashuv of yud beis chedesh b'amsa. Pet Taisa. Aval kosheleri. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Gemara says, "What's the nekudas amachleks in Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva? Why does Rabbi Shmuel need 18 months and Rabbi Kiva only 14?" Gemara says, "Pei Rabbi Pei Zut." Pirsha Kuntres. Rabbi Shmuel saw Pei Rabbi against Sayim Bishbel Shul. Shigdeilim Begimel Chadoshim. Rabbi Kiva called Paul saw Pei Zut to Kegan Yerik Agadu B'Chayde Shechol. Pei Zut means a crop that can grow in 1 month. And Peir Rava means a crop that needs 3 months to grow. And Rabbi Shmuel requires Peir Rava, and Rabbi Kiva holds it's enough Peir Zutta. So that means that according to Rabbi Shmuel, you can't use a spasta to be machsi. Rabbi Shmuel himself said that you can use a spasta to be machsi in Gimel Chadoshim. What is Taisus asking? Is Taisus asking why the Rishmol do you need 18 months? It should be enough 3 months? Or is he asking why, according to Rishmol, do you need 18 months? It should be enough 14 months? Like Rabbi Akiva. Match Moise Taisus. If Taisus was asking it should be enough 3 months, just plant a spasta, you'll do it in 3 months. Rabbi Kiva's 14 months is with aspasta. Aspasta the first year, aspasta the last year, and tfu in the middle. So we're envisioning that a person might be using aspasta for his chazok. So aspasta might seek him in 3 months. Maybe Taisus is asking if he can be mastic with aspasta, and with aspasta he can be mastic in 3 months. Just use aspasta for all 3 years. So who needs the whole 18 months, the 18 months, the 14 months, 3 months? With aspasta he can be mastic in 3 months. But if that was Taisus' kasha, so then why he should have asked this at the very beginning? Well, he didn't need this whole akdama about achilah chashuva b'emsa. He should have asked right away, why do we need 18 months? Why do we need 14 months? Taisus only asked that you should need... Taisla Khatil has been 15 months. If you know you need a chilek chashuv b'emsa, then he asks, yeah, but if you call it Zriyam Sira, then when it says Perizutta, it must mean Aspasta, and Aspasta, so why does Rabbi Kiva chilek? He should have asked at the very beginning, why do you need 18 months? Never mind 18 months, never mind 14 months. It's enough 3 months. Use Aspasta, and it's enough 3 months. the Mashmais and Tosfos, I'm not sure if it's 1,000% Mechuz, the Mashmais and Tosfos, that he never had a kasha, who needs 18 months or 14 months, just do it in 3 months with Aspasta. That was never his kasha. His kasha was 15 months should be enough, because you could do Zri and Tzir, Kledim, this and Achanis, you could do it in 15 months. So that he asked, you need Chashuva Bamsa. Then he asks, to another kasha, since according to Rashi, you have to do Zriya and Ktsira in the 3 months, the first 3 months and the last 3 months, Zriya and Ktsira. So what's Peir Zuta? Later on, Peir is going to learn that Peir and Peir Zuta means wheat. But you're not doing Zriya and Ktsira. You're only doing Ktsira in the first year. You're only doing Zriya the last year. And the question is, how much of the Giddel do you have to be around for? So then we're not talking about Aspasta Bacha, we're talking about wheat. But according to Rashi, you need a Zriya and a Ktsira. So what's Peir and Peir Zuta? Wheat needs 3 months. So what's Peir Rav and Peir Zutta? So you have to learn that Peir Zutta means Aspasta. That means we're not talking to the Mishnah only about you planting wheat. We're envisioning that you might do the Chazak with planting other things. So you might be doing the Chazak with planting other things. Aspasta begin with Chadosh and Avi Chazak. So why need 18 months according to Rabbi Shmuel? There's two ways you can learn the test. Let me preface something, and maybe with that I'll be clear. The Rashba asks the kasha the way I'm asking right now. Who needs 18 months or even 14 months? 3 months should be enough. That's faster. After all, according to the way Rashi learns the Gemara, Pei Rabba Pei Rezuta Gimenayel means that we're envisioning a case where the person, what's Pei Rabba Pei Rezuta? Rabbi Shmuel's, according to Rashi, what's Pei Rabba Pei Rezuta Gimenayel? Rabbi Shmuel said you need 3 months Bereshayna, 3 months Bachayna. Rabbi Kiva said 1 month Bereshayna, 1 month Bachayna. Says the Gemara, my Benayel, Pei Rabba Pei Rezuta. According to Rashi, that the 3 months of Rabbi Shmuel or the 1 month of Rabbi Kiva are with Zriya and Ktsira. How could you have his Zriya and Ktsira in 1 month? So you have to learn, and Rashi does, the Rashbam does learn, Pei Rabba Pei Rezuta means what kind of Peiris can you be machzik with? And Rabbi Shmuel says you can only be machzik with Pei Rabba, with wheat. You can't be machzik with Pei Rezuta. And Rabbi Shmuel says, no, you could use a spasta, so therefore you could be machzik faster. So according to that shot, so it comes out that the Mishnah is not limited. The Mishnah says what's the minimum time in which you can be machzik, and we're going to let you use any kind of, you can plant with whatever you want. You want to make it faster, use it faster. What's the minimum amount of time you need to be machzik, and you're allowed to use any grains at your disposal. You're allowed to use it faster if you want. So Rabbi Shmuel says, oh, you're allowed to use it faster, so 14 months. Aspasta Rishon, Aspasta Bachayin, and you'd be Chayit Bamsa. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, Aspasta not allowed. Can't use Aspasta, so maybe you need Gimel Chadosh, you need Pei Rabba, so you need Gimel Chadosh and Rishon, and Gimel Chadosh and Bachayin, and you'd be Chayit Bamsa. fact is, Rabbi Shmuel himself says he could use a spasta. Could use a spasta. So if you could use a spasta, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, so why do you need 18 months? Even 14 months is too much. 3 months should be enough. If we're allowing a spasta, if we're allowing a spasta in the game, so why limit it to the first and the last year? Use a spasta in the middle of the year and do it in Gimel Chadosha. And that the Rashba answers, that you can only be machzik with aspasta in a soda that's asuyul aspasta. And Aram Mishnah taught a soda asuyul aspasta. So you can't do it, you can't be machzik only with aspasta. You could use aspasta maybe for the Rishonim and the Achayinah, but you can't be machzik only with aspasta. That's what it says in Rashba. I'll leave it to Rashi. It's coming to me, Rashi, to be. I'll leave it to Rashi. That's what the Rashba says. So does Tosis agree to that or Tosis not agree to that? For that distinction. If Tosis does not agree to that distinction, if Tosis doesn't have that chiluk, that aspasta works better in a soda asuyul aspasta, and not so well in a soda that's not asuyul aspasta, if Tosis doesn't have that, then Lechayra Tosis should have asked, Alderech, but the Rashba asks, that who needs 14 months or 18 months, 3 months is enough. L'chayr is not mashman Tosis, that's what he's asking. It doesn't sound, now I'm not 100% sure, maybe that is what he's asking. But the Sidra Adorim and Tosis is mashman. That first the answer should be enough 15 months. So he answered, no, you need Achim L'chashuv B'emsa, because it's not, the bookends were not in the Zaman. And then he says, but you shouldn't need, but then it's mashman he's asking, but even so, you need Achim L'chashuv B'emsa, but you don't need 18 months, 14 months should be enough, because 14 months means aspasta, and Rabbi Shmuel also allows aspasta. The Sidra Advarim and Tosis, Tosis didn't start off in the very beginning and say, who needs 18 months, 14 months, enough, 3 months with aspasta? He goes, Kilu, the Sidra Advarim and Tosis Mashman, first he asked, but why need 18 months, should be enough, 15 months? And that he had a teres, he needed a chili chashuva b'ensa. And then he's asking, but you still don't need 18 months, it should be enough 14 months. Because you can have 12 months of chili chashuva b'ensa, and aspasta, the two ends. After all, Rabbi Shmuel also allows aspasta. But it's not mashma that Tosis ever asked that it should be enough 3 months. Well, we'll read that into this list. That taka that Tosis asking should be enough 3 months. It's not mashma that way. Maybe you should have asked that kasha first. So, that Tosis agrees to the Rashba's distinction that a soda hasuyul aspasta is more amenable to chazok alide aspasta. Here it's not, in our Mishnah, it's not a soda hasuyul aspasta. That's why you can't use aspasta just to be machzik in 3 months. But then, l'chayr shveh, so then what's Tosis kasha b'chal? So maybe the same way you can't use aspasta to be machzik in 3 months because it's not a soda hasuyul aspasta. So maybe Rabbi Shmuel holds, but that by the same token, you can't use aspasta even for the bookends, even for the first year and the last year, because it's not a soda asuyul aspasta. That's why he doesn't allow peir zut. You have to do peir rabba, because it's a soda asuyul peir rabba. It's a soda asuyul tvo. What's the shkasha b'chal? Maybe that's good for the nekudas hamachlekes. Rabbi Akiva says he could use aspasta at least for the bookends, not for all three. Can't be machzik in 3 months, but for the bookends he could use aspasta. And Rabbi Shmuel said, no, it's not a soda asuyul aspasta. It's a soda asuyul peir rabba. You have to use. In the bookends. So what's bothering Tosis B'chal? That's what's shver here in Tosis. Mimonoshoch. If Tosis does not have the Rashba's distinction between a soda asuyul aspasta and not a soda asuyul aspasta, then Tosis should ask that it should be enough 3 months. Use aspasta and be machzik in 3 months. And it's not so mashmit me. I can't say for sure, but it's not mashmit me that that's what Tosis is asking. It's more mashman Tosis is asking, why does Rabbi Shmuel require 18 months? He should be made it to Rabbi Akiva that 14 months is enough. After all, Rabbi Shmuel also allows aspasta. But how does he, why does he insist on paying rabbi? He himself uses aspasta. But then I don't understand. Tosis is better. It should be enough 3 months. Use aspasta. LMI, because he has to ask this distinction that it's not a soda asuyul aspasta. So Tosis has that distinction that it's not a soda asuyul aspasta. So the same way that explains why you can't do it in 3 months, maybe that explains why at the bookends you need pay a rabba. Because Rabbi Shmuel holds that even for the bookend years, you have to have what the son is asking you for. And so that's a suya for pay rabbits. That's a suya for tefillah for 3 months. I think the answer is, I'm going to stop with this. Here, I'll stop. I think the answer is that Taisus agrees to the Rashba's distinction that Asoda Asuyu Lespasta is different than Asoda Shein Asuyu Lespasta. In Asoda Asuyu Lespasta, you can mastic in 3 months. In Asoda Shein Asuyu Lespasta, you can't be mastic in 3 months. But Taisus holds that the reason for that distinction is precisely because in Asoda Asuyu Lespasta, 3 months is the Zman Shelo. But in a Soda She'ena Asuyu Lespasta, so you want to use Lespasta, the bookends to be Machzik in a month, that's not the Zman Shelo. Because Zman Shelo, Taisus before said in Yisoy, that when it's not the Zman Shelo, you need Apilu Chashuv Shulub Eish Chaydish B'emsa. Zman Shelo doesn't mean the Zman of the Tvua. It means the Zman of the Soda. That's what the Chakir I was saying before. What does Taisus mean when he says, if it's not this manchlo, you need achilah chashuvah b'emsa? You could say it means if you're planting wheat, you have to plant wheat in season. And if it's not wheat in season, then it's not an achilah chashuvah. Well, if I'm planting aspasto, then it is this man of aspasto. Aspasto you can plant any time of the year. So it's always this man for aspasto. Aspasto is always in season. But if manchlo means it's not this man of the soda, that the Gimel Chadoshim Achrayno, when you harvest wheat in 3 months after Nissan, it's not this man shlo. It doesn't mean it's not this man of wheat. It means it's not this man of the soda. The soda is asuya to have a tzir of a Nissan. And I'm making a tzir shalei b'Nissan. It's not this man of the soda. So that even if I plant aspasta, it's not this man of the soda. And that's exactly why you can't be machzik with aspasta in 3 months, because it maybe there's a man for the aspasta, but it's not this man for the soda, because the soda is not actually the aspasta. This man of the soda is to have a ksira nissen. Then the Taisus of Aldeg. Taisus understood, once Taisus said that when it's not this man shalom, you need an achilah chashuv, you base chenish b'ensa, so he understands why you can't be mastic in 3 months. You want to use aspasta, but the soda is not actually the aspasta, it's not this man shalom. And if it's not this man shalom, you need an achilah chashuv, you base chenish b'ensa. Right, Taisus says, but for the bookends, you should be able to use aspasta. Because what's the whole chisaron that it's not that what's the whole chisaron of using aspasta in a soda that's not made for aspasta? The chisaron is that it's not this man. Well, it's anyway not this man. Because even if you use wheat, it's not this man to be kaitzer not in nissen, or to be zereya not in the beginning of the winter. So, and for the very fact that you can be maxic at 18 months, that means we allow the 3 months for Yishon and the 3 months for Achreina. That means we allow a chazoka that's not this man shlo, as long as you have an achil chashuv shul beis chedesh b'emsa. If that's the case, then use aspasta. Why it's not this man shlo? It's anyway not this man shlo in the first year and the last year. That we compensate by having yud beis chedesh b'emsa. So I have the yud beis chedesh b'emsa. Once you have the yud beis chedesh b'emsa, we allow that the first year and the last year should be not this man shlo. Well, if we allow that it's not this man shlo, then allow already aspasta. After all, Rabbi Shmuel allows us, but at the same time, you could be machzik with aspasta. In a soda, asuyil aspasta, you could do it in 3 months because that was manshalo. Here it's a soda, shen asuyil aspasta. So now it becomes eilis manshalo. So fine. So you'll need a yubes chedish b'emsa. I have a yubes chedish b'emsa. But at least use aspasta rishayin and aspasta b'achayin. Lefize, the seed of Hadorim, the way Taisus builds up, it's all one hemshech. Now it's gemalik midriyah. Taisus never asked, forget the whole thing, be machzik in 3 months. Taisus understood you can't be machzik in the 3 months because it's not a soda asil as fast, it's not the Zman Shelo. That's why you have to have 18 months. In fact, Taisus, who needs 18 months? Do it in 15 months. You could get the wheat, three crops a week in 15 months. Taisus, you say, since it's not the Zman Shelo, that's also not the Zman Shelo. It's not the Zman Shelo to have 3 months after this and 3 months before this, and it's not the Zman Shelo. So you need a chilish chashuv, you'd be chedish b'emsa. Like Taisus says, okay, but it comes out that even though Zman Shelo is a problem, you need the Zman Shelo, but only in the middle year. But it means that when you have an Achilah Chashuv Shul Beis Chodesh B'Emsa, we allow even though it's not the Zman Shelo. Well, if you're allowing things that are not the Zman Shelo, as long as you compensate by having an Achilah Chashuv B'Emsa, then I'll go a step further. So use Aspasta. So why does Rabbi Shmuel say you need to pay a rabbi? Use aspasta. You'll have aspasta b'rishayin, aspasta b'achrayin. It's not the Zman Shelo. It's not a soda asuyil aspasta. Not being a soda asuyil aspasta just makes it that it's not the Zman of the soda. So what? If you use wheat, it's also not the Zman Shelo. For that, you can compensate by having an achil chashuv b'shiv b'shchedish b'emsa. So therefore, use a spasta and you can do it in 14 months. That's the Hemshech HaTaisus. The thing is, it's very geschmack. The Seder Rum, now HaTaisus is one logical progression from one step to the next. Okay, we covered a lot of ground today, so we'll stop here. Hey, tomorrow, I hope to make it to come in person. Yeah, Mr. Summer, I'll come. Okay, take care.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ready?
Yeah.
The Gemara Chof Teshem at Aleph discusses a field or in a town where it's normal for the people to